This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Grass doesn't get a lot of appreciation, aside from lawns and hayfields, but grasses play an essential role in ecosystem health. When soil is disturbed by hurricane or fire or logging, grasses take quick advantage. Dormant seeds awaiting the right conditions sprout, and up come the grasses. Up to 90% of a grass plant is below ground in an extensive root system. These roots spread out and down, stabilizing exposed soil against stormwater runoff and the resulting loss of topsoil. Ken Burns' documentary, The Dust Bowl, brought home the importance of stabilizing topsoil so we can prevent it from washing down to the nearest waterway and reducing water quality. Grasses are resilient for two main reasons. Growth tissue is located at the base of each blade, not the tip, so repeated cutting doesn't kill the plant. And roots store energy and moisture that help grasses survive grazing, fire, and drought. Beyond their ecological role, grasses feed the world, humans and wildlife alike. Members of the large and diverse grass family share certain features: a hollow stem with joints, narrow leaves, and inconspicuous flowers. But these flowers ripen into grains including wheat, corn, rice, and rye. And sweeteners for these cereal grains come from sugarcane, another member of the family. Eat a hamburger and you're eating grass, most likely the corn-fed variety, but also perhaps beef raised on pasture grasses. From ecosystem health to the dinner table, our world runs on grass.
It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Yes, Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.